Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 16, 29 to 33. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 16, verse 29 to 33. Then Jesus' disciples said, "Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God." "Do you now believe?" Jesus replied. "A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." My theme for reflection is peace in the middle of the storm. Peace in the middle of the storm. A friend of mine recently said, "It is not a real week until at least three things go wrong." We laughed, but the truth is, we have all had those days or weeks when everything seems to unravel at once. You oversleep, miss the boss, forget an appointment, or receive news you were not ready for, and in the middle of it all, you are trying to remember where God is in the mess. That is the tension Jesus speaks to in John 16, 29 to 33, a tension every believer knows well. In this tender moment before his arrest, Jesus is preparing his disciples for what is to come. They think they finally understand. "Now you are speaking plainly," they say. But Jesus, with gentle honesty, tells them they are not quite there. "You will scatter," he warns, "each to his own home and leave me alone." And yet he offers them a gift not of guilt but of peace. "In me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." What grace there is in these words. Jesus knows his friends will fail him. He knows fear will overpower their faith, and still he speaks peace over them. Not because their circumstances will improve overnight, but because he has already secured victory over the darkness that threatens them. Fleming Routledge writes that the central message of the Bible is not that we are to get it together and make our way to God. The message is that God in Christ has made his way to us, even into death, and overcome it. This is the heartbeat of the gospel. Peace is not found in managing our circumstances, but in trusting the one who has already won. And notice, Jesus does not say you will overcome the world. He says he has. The Greek word Nikao means to conquer, to triumph, to prevail. Jesus speaks as if the cross and resurrection have already happened, even though they are hours away. That is how certain his victory is. It is as though heaven has already signed the declaration, darkness will not win, and darkness will never win. But we still live in the tension, don't we? We live between Jesus' victory and the full unfolding of its effects. We face discouragement, illness, loss, and uncertainty. And yet this promise remains, take heart, not because life is easy, but because Jesus is greater than the storm. This peace is not fragile. It does not depend on everything going right. It is not the calm that after the storm. It is the calm in the storm because Christ is with us. In him, peace is not an escape from reality, but the power to remain rooted in the midst of it. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life right now are you trying to create your own peace instead of receiving it from Jesus? Number two, what does it mean for you to take heart in the middle of something difficult? And now our practical exercise for today. Find a quiet moment and write down one area where you feel anxious or overwhelmed. Then write beneath it, "But Jesus has overcome the world." Place it somewhere visible, your mirror, your desk, your phone background, as a simple invitation to rest in him today. Lord Jesus, thank you for being truthful with us. You did not promise an easy life, but you promised yourself. Thank you for overcoming everything that could ever separate us from your love. Give us peace, not just for today, but for the journey. Help us to take heart and trust that you are bigger than our troubles. In your victorious name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.